Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday and happy birthday to Tia.
Yay.
Happy birthday to ya.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. All right. Well, it is your birthday Wednesday. Today we record on Wednesdays, as you guys know.
Happy hump day.
What a lovely day.
What a lovely day. Beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. Yeah. How are you feeling on this day of birth?
Feeling
melancholy,
a little, like, honestly, very normal. I always love my birthday because I love the attention, but I don't like that my birthday is on a Wednesday because it just, like, takes away from the excitement of it.
Middle of the week birthdays are never that fun.
No,
you know,
not fun at all.
Just
so
everybody's working.
Yeah,
work really sucks the life out of a birthday.
It really does.
It's like, hey, it's my birthday, but also I gotta, like, record a podcast. Or
yes,
I gotta, like, set up a camera or whatever. Yeah,
but I'm feeling, I don't know, it feels like the same. 26, it's just weird because, like, now I'm like, oh, technically, like, in my late 20s.
No, you're definitely still mid.
You think so?
I think mid 20s is, let's see, early 20s,
like, 24
is
24
to 23. Mid is 24 to 26.
Yeah.
And late is 27 to 30. That's,
yeah, I agree,
that's
with
how
that.
Or 27 to 29.
Yeah.
That's how I view,
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll take that.
You're still mid. I think 26 is almost identical to 25. They're,
yeah,
very similar year-wise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's pretty uneventful, like, mm-hmm, year-wise. Just
for,
like,
sure. It's just like, hey, we're chilling.
But
even number. We,
yeah,
like that.
But I'm very happy with the way that this past year has gone, the year of my life, you know, from last February.
Love that.
And, yeah, I just feel like I've found, settled in more into, like, my,
mm-hmm,
life.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels, everything feels less chaotic.
Love that.
And I do really feel like I have somewhat of my life together.
It's a good feeling.
For the most part, you know? Financially, that's a whole other question. We got to go into Rocket Money for that, but...
Well, that's a, yeah. Well, yeah, thank God for Rocket Money.
Yeah, yeah, literally. Mm-hmm. And so in that book, it's looking a little...
But you know what? You shouldn't. It's like, who... If you're 26 years old and you got your finances in order, then you're not having fun.
True.
I'm the worst influence with that.
That
but
is,
like,
very true.
You know, it's like, it all comes eventually. And I think it's lovely.
Yeah.
I think you've grown quite a bit in a year.
Thanks.
I think you're a lovely young lady.
Thanks.
And I'm happy that it's your birthday and I'm happy for you. And I know you love your birthday. And
yeah,
I think it's very fun to celebrate your days of birth, no matter what.
We'll be taking a lot of Pink Whitney shots this weekend, that is for sure.
A lot of Pink Whitney shots. And Gia, I wish I could offer you a Pink Whitney shot right now, but unfortunately, someone got into our stash.
Someone broke into our stash.
Someone got into our stash and took shots out of our glasses, drank half the bottle, and it was Pat Bev.
Yeah.
And we'll call him out. And it was Pat Bev.
And it was Patrick Beverly.
And I love him.
Yes.
And he loves me too.
So,
but he drank all our Pink Whitney, which is hilarious to say. But yes, as you can see, people can't get enough. They,
yeah,
see it in front of them. They just recorded a podcast in here and our stuff was still set up. And Pat Bev couldn't help himself. It's the season, drink of the year.
You see a bottle of Pink Whitney and you have to divulge
a little bit.
Divulge. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Indulge.
Indulge.
Yes.
Right. Oops,
Have to indulge in a little Pink Whitney, especially if it's a birthday celebration.
Yes.
So shout out to Pink Whitney. Pink lemonade flavored vodka, our very favorite, our number one bestie on the pod, and forever and always. We love them.
Take a shot with Pink Whitney. They have the 20 shot bucket. They have every single size.
I wish I should have got you a 20 shot bucket for your birthday.
Oh my God, imagine.
That would have made you take all 20 on the pod.
26 Pink Whitney nips.
Exactly, yeah, 26.
That would have been awesome.
Each one, every minute.
Every hour of the day.
Exactly.
But definitely going to be ripping a lot of Pink Whitney this weekend. Mm-hmm. So shout out Pink Whitney and take your shot with Pink Whitney.
Major shouts. So anyway, yes, we have an exciting evening. We're going to dinner.
Yes.
I'm very excited to be invited to the dinner and to be available for the dinner.
Yes, I'm
excited
too.
It's all I've been talking about.
I've never been to this place. It's called Vinyl Steakhouse.
Yeah, I'm pumped up too. I've never been there.
Well, I was looking, like, Reddit because I was craving steak.
Of course.
And I had a Chinese tuxedo reservation.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been there before and it's good, but, like, nothing really to run home about, in my opinion. And also, I didn't realize that the reservation I made was, like, it said, like, $98, like, per person. So I think I might have...
Oh, done, like, a prefix thing? I do think it's with a certain amount of people at Chinese tuxedo,
yeah,
they make
oh,
you
they,
do.
Oh, they make you
yeah,
do?
Yeah, I think it's, like, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, if it's like a prefix menu and I don't know what the prefix menu is, like what if like there's things on there that people don't like? Mm-hmm. Like I have some picky eater friends. So I was like, okay, I feel like.
Which it's not a great place for picky eaters, I will say. I love it. But it's not, if you're unsure about like, you know, spices and, and flavors, you might not.
Random like meats, like like squid We're and all stuff about like that. That. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
But no, not everybody is.
I was just like, I want steak. I feel like that's more of like a even ground for everybody. So yeah, Vinyl Steakhouse. And I just looked up like best steak houses in New York. And then I looked up best steak houses for a birthday. Mm-hmm. And someone said that at Vinyl Steakhouse, it was their birthday and they let them pick the vinyl to play at the restaurant. So I was like, I want to do that on my birthday.
Absolutely.
I want to play Torture Poets Department.
That's what I'm saying. You pay TTPD, the anthology, 31 of the most depressing songs you've ever heard and for the whole restaurant, and they're going to like it.
Yes,
you know?
Because it's my birthday.
Exactly. I hope that does happen, because that would be, I mean, obviously, you know, you don't have to do Torture Poets, but like it would be very cool to be able to be like, to pick the music.
So cool.
At least like for a song or two.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Menu looks insane. I'm very excited to eat it. I'm very excited. I had a light lunch. I had a little spring bone kitchen, a little immunity broth, and a little.
I had immunity broth yesterday.
It's delicious.
Oh, so good.
And good. It makes you feel good, too.
Yeah, it does.
All the like turmeric and ginger and everything.
Yeah, yeah. You can just tell that, like, when you drink it, like, my nose runs, and I know that's good.
And you know that's good shit. Yeah. I'm feeling all this too. Like I've got something going on in my throat right now. I don't know what it is. It's only on my right side, and it feels like I have a sore throat, and I do think it's allergies, but. It's only on the one side, which is weird. And I've like looked, you know, with the flashlight and everything. There's nothing there. Mm. Like, it's not like I have a lump
like
there.
Swollen
or
anything.
It's not swollen. No, it's just red and irritated. But it hurts so. Like, I like, because it's been 60 degrees, like all of a sudden it's 60 degrees and I'm an allergy queen.
That's probably why.
100%. But so I've been a little sneezy as well. I sneezed last night and I forgot about my throat. And it felt like someone like slashed my head off with a knife. Like it hurts so bad. Only on the one side. Like I don't know what it's all about, but hopefully it goes away. Cause I can't be sick right now.
I know.
It's not time.
I've been feeling a little like just like runny nose and coughing. It's just gross. It's always with the weather change. I feel
totally,
like
totally. Yeah. It's just the transition is always a weird time. But yeah. So we've got a lovely night ahead of us on this Wednesday. So by the time you're hearing this, you'll go check out our stories.
Yep.
I'm sure there's plenty of food on there to look at. And that's that. We have we've heard from Travis. Travis is alive. and he's talking on his latest episode of New Heights with Jason. So we'll get into that a little bit. And I feel like that's kind of all that's going on in the world.
Yeah.
We have, of course, our voicemails and DMs and stuff we'll get into as well. My panel went really well.
Great.
Really well.
Your outfit was so cute.
Thank you so much. It's like the third time I've worn that outfit. I just have not posted like me wearing it because I was like, I want to keep rewearing this outfit 10 times. And so finally.
That dress is so cute.
It's a top and a skirt.
Oh.
Yeah. Can you believe? It's a Halara like skirt and then an Alison Olivia top.
Oh, yeah. So cute.
But the blacks are so similar.
Yeah.
I always am having, like right now my blacks do not match, but I'm getting a spray tan after this. So I have to wear black and loose, but like.
Getting a spray tan tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
I love a spray tan these days.
I
like hate them, but I love them. I love how they look.
Can't like they're just such prep, and if like you don't prep, then they don't come out well, which is annoying. Mm-hmm. But like I just look at pictures of myself. I'm like, oh my god, like you are literally like a ghoul.
No, completely.
You're not a ghost. Like, you're a ghoul.
I'd rather be. Maybe a little bit of a splotchy spray tan than a ghoul.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean, it's just oh my god. But no. So I've got that going on. Figure that out. And then I will be in, I still have not asked if I can, like, I think I can.
Oh.
Rhea, they're talking about how her bachelorette's this weekend, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then I got that. So I gotta go. I haven't packed for that
That's
yet.
That's so exciting. Scottsdale.
I've never been either. We'll see how it goes.
I feel like it'll be so nice.
I think it's going to be
party vibes.
It seems like good weather, party vibes. We're going to be in the house.
What's
a lot.
The itinerary?
So we've got like a boat day one day. We get there. So I'll be landing like, there's like a lake.
Okay.
Which I didn't know.
Yeah, a lake. Yeah.
I think one day we're doing that. Another day we're going out to like a nice dinner. Another day we're having a little party at the house with the girls. And then coincidentally, not coincidentally, it was literally on purpose.
Marty.
Yeah. I was going to call him Matt. Marty is having his bachelorette party there as well, but in a different house in a different place. And so on the last day, we're all going to meet up at the club, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah, that's fun.
I've never been on a bachelorette party like that either. Like, every one I've been on has been like, girls, girls, girls. Yeah. Love, love, love. You know, girly time.
But I think, honestly, I would want to do that. Do you like...
100%. Like a meetup?
Yeah, do like full... 2 days with my girls, yes. And then the last day everyone parties together, because it's like, that's so fun.
It's super fun, and also it works because a lot of us are all friends. So like, yeah, all of, you know, like Tommy and Hubs and like, right, that, right, Glennie, right, like those people are going, right, and right. I'm like, oh, how fun. Like, I've never, you know, I've been on so many bachelorette parties, but never one where I've been able to like combine groups with,
yeah,
like,
yeah, that's
group
fun.
That's guy friends, and I think it will be most advantageous for me because half the people, obviously, they're going for Rhea. Fran's obviously going, but then the rest of it's like her family and cousins and other friends or whatever. So like, me and Fran are gonna have the most friends, you know, yeah, I mean? Yeah. Like when we meet up with the guys, it's, yeah, like, oh, yeah, we know everybody over, yeah, here. So yeah, that'll, yeah, actually be,
that'll
be
nice.
And and I've got Jeff D. Lowe's going.
Oh, let's,
can you
go,
believe?
Wait, with Marty?
Yeah.
Wait, that's hilarious.
I know. It's quite the crew. Noah's okay. going.
Oh, nice.
It's quite the crew. I think his group is bigger than ours.
Okay.
But I'm not sure exactly like who all is going. But I know, I keep like, I've mentioned it and several people have mentioned it to me, like the guys that I didn't even, like Hubs. I forgot Hubs. And I was,
yeah,
like, oh, yeah,
yeah.
Like, duh, I'll see you on the plane, I guess. But, sorry, my lips are like, I have like a weird thing on my lip right now.
Oh.
Anyway, so, so yeah, should be exciting, should be fun.
Very exciting.
I totally agree that I would want to do something similar because I've been on so many bachelorette parties where it's like girls, girls. And I would say by the third day, you're sick of the girls.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know what? Love you so much, but we can only do so much like crying and bonding.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Days, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
It's a lot. So I'm pumped up about that. It's going to be cool. And then yeah, that's that.
That's so fun.
Exciting stuff.
Very
we'll
exciting.
See. And you've got booze coming to town.
He's coming tonight sometime.
That'll be good.
At like, I think he lands at like 8 or something. And fabulous. Then I'm having a little party on Saturday.
I'm sick to my stomach to miss the party.
Yeah.
I hate missing party.
I will say I throw a good birthday party.
I know. I'm pissed. And I missed last one too, but I forget why.
Last year's was pretty fun too. I blacked out so hard though. I really, really don't want to black out like that this year. Mm-hmm. So I have to be careful.
Booze in town. Yeah. It's different when you're not like blah.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. That's
mean?
Very
like,
true. That's very true. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, like, no, like last year, like it was like, you know, my friend had to like check out my right. my card for me. My other friend had my purse. My other friend had my jacket. I was like face down, ass up.
He was 25 though. Yeah. 25, you got to go face down, ass up. 26, you can be a little classier.
A little classy.
You can still puke for sure when you get home.
Yeah.
But like,
we're gonna do like dirty martinis and caviar at my apartment beforehand.
Oh my god, yes. Glamour!
I know.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be on a boat in Arizona, by the way.
Yeah.
At that time,
which
I'm gonna be
sick.
On a stripper pole on a boat.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so,
gonna be lovely.
Yeah. Excited for that and
fabulous.
Excited for Saturday for sure.
Wonderful. Look at us with plans.
I know. For
look
once in my
getting out of that.
Yeah,
house.
Seriously. For
well,
once in
the
our
weather,
lives.
You know, the weather increases a little bit and suddenly everybody's in a good mood. Mm. I mean, I know people talk about seasonal depression. It's been studied. Like I'm about to say right now, like it should be studied. It's been studied.
Yeah.
But like yesterday with it being so warm, I walked from. I went to my panel, which was so lovely, so great. Huge thank you to Lindsay, who runs the We Met at Acme podcast and who put it all together. Incredible women on the panel, like women in the audience. Thank you if anybody is listening to this that came to it. It was just like a really, really fun, you know, quick little, it was like an hour or so. We're chit-chatting about career, relationships, friendships, stuff. It was like a really fun thing. Not to brag, I was making people laugh a lot.
Oh, of course.
So
I mean, that's not surprising
that
at all.
Better.
Yeah,
I was so nervous like going in for some reason. I like get nervous for those
well,
things.
Well, any like public speaking thing is
for sure
nerve-wracking.
I get nervous, but then usually I'm kind of over it like pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I don't know, something about it, I got nervous and I was like, oh my god, these people, like what if they hate me? Like
it's
oh
like
a god,
women
so
it's intimidating,
right. Totally. And then as soon as like I said something and people laughed, I was like,
yeah,
oh no,
yeah, yeah,
now
yeah.
I feel better, like this is great.
Crushed it.
I was like, oh yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I'll do a tight five, like yeah. This is okay, cool.
That's
so
hilarious.
Yes. Yeah, so
good. I'm glad it went well then.
Yes, it did. But anyway, so after it, it was in like on like 32nd and 5th or something, between 5th and Madison maybe, and or 5th and Park, and I walked from it. Normally I would have like taken an Uber home or something. I walked all the way to the train.
Yeah.
I walked outside, took a little walk once I got back up by my apartment.
Yeah.
And I was just like kind of soaking it all in, and I was like, it is crazy how your mood can change just when with 10 more degrees.
It is crazy. I mean, nuts. Same with me. I walked home from work. Mm-hmm. I biked to work this morning. I'm back beautiful on that days. City bike grind.
Hell yeah.
So it's nice, yeah.
I'm always
walked to get my dinner, which was huge. I Uber Eats like every night, so right. That was huge.
Those are the things I'm looking forward to doing again. Like, oh, yeah. I'll go pop out and grab something instead of ordering fucking everything to my house. And it's like, I am lazy, yes, but it would be nice to have the option to go walk and grab.
Yeah, it, yeah, yeah. I mean?
It's just, we live in a city, yay.
I want to hey, come hey. On, bodega, I'm walking here. I'm going to the bodega.
I'm trying to get a chopped cheese over at the bodega down the street. I'm trying to get a bagel.
It's too cold out here. Yeah. I can't go get my chopped cheese.
I gotta
cheese.
Get a hot coffee from the cart. Yeah. You know, whole thing. So anybody who's experiencing that currently, the increase in temperature in a positive way, you're on that grind with us.
Stay strong. We're almost through it.
We are almost there. Yeah. But anyway, someone who is dealing well with a little bit of sadness and heartbreak seems to be Travis Kelce.
Yes.
He said.
He looked very tan, should I say.
He looked tan.
Yeah.
And he also, he looked refreshed. And
he did, yeah.
Me, and he had a great attitude, you know. Obviously, coming off of the Super Bowl, we saw how defeated he was when he had to talk about the loss. And so seeing him, you know, having some time away from it and realizing, you know, there's more to life than football, which everybody, you know, knows. But it was nice to see him a little happy-go-lucky and having casual conversation with his big bro.
Yeah.
And we're happy for him. But something he said that I thought was amazing, obviously, of course, he loves Taylor. He's hanging out with Taylor, always supporting and listening to her and everything. But Jason asked him, do you when you're in a sad mood, do you listen to sad music, or do you try to listen to like happy music or whatever? And do you have his little quote?
Yeah, he said, the only way you can find yourself in the light is to find yourself in the dark first, right? I listen to music that is very telling of my mood. And then Jason was like, oh, I usually listen to like sad country music. Like, what about you? He goes, I just listen to Taylor's music. She has something for everything.
Yes.
Which is very like, funny. Yeah.
But also,
like,
I'm sorry.
Do you think he's being serious?
No, wait. I mean, he like could be. But I also like the beginning of that. Like, what did he say in the beginning? You have to see
the only way you can find yourself in the light is to find yourself in the dark first.
I mean, that's like literally a Taylor Swift lyric. Like, what? Yeah. Like, that, it's like, all right, Trav, are you taking
daily
notes? Like, are you listening to her? But truly, like, that was poetic. What a lovely thing to say. And I'm glad that he sees that and recognizes that. And I think that's a lesson we can all take away.
It's very funny.
I love that.
I really wonder if he was being serious or not.
I wonder too.
After the Chiefs lose to the Eagles, like, he goes in the locker room and is listening to like LOML, Lost of My Life.
Yeah, right.
Lost of My Life.
Lost of My Life.
Yeah.
He's listening to like, what's it? The One. He's listening to The One.
Yeah.
Thought you were The One.
Oh, damn. Like, I mean, that would hit
it would
so
hit
hard. Yeah.
It'd be something, don't you think so? Roaring 20s, brought some pennies in the pool. And then it would have been fun if it would have been the one. There's too many variations of that song that I never know which one to jump in on. Regardless, happy for him that he had some time off. And it seems like he's in high spirits. I will say at the same time, there have been reports, rumors swirling yet again. Rumors swirling. Bleacher Report is saying that confirmed Travis Kelce's coming back to play for the Chiefs. However, Travis himself hasn't said it. New Heights hasn't said it. Nobody else has said it. Only Bleacher Report has been like, Travis is coming back.
So the source is trust me, bro.
Exactly.
I mean,
so we're not totally sure. I mean, I don't not believe Bleacher Report. They are a sports outlet.
Yeah.
Like, they don't really publish bullshit.
Okay, no. It says, per The Athletic's Diana Rossini.
Oh, I trust her.
The Kansas City Chiefs tight end is leaning more toward returning in 2025 than retiring.
Got it. Okay.
There's definitely a sense that Travis is going to try to play more, Rossini said on the Rich Eisen show. I haven't heard anyone saying, yeah, he's really struggling with what he wants to do. It's definitely leaning more towards that. That can, of course, change. But for this Chiefs operation looking to move forward here, I think they feel pretty good that Travis has a little more left in him.
Got it. Okay. And yeah, she's a highly trusted source.
He was the Chiefs' number one receiver this year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Oh,
823 rushing
yards.
Don't
hang him up yet, Trav.
No,
he's
yeah.
Still
I mean,
number one.
People, I mean, I also saw some reports that, like, apparently he was feeling, like, under the weather or something before the Super Bowl, or he was sick or
that
something.
Could make sense.
He was dealing with something. So, I mean, if that's the case, like, I have a hard time thinking that he will retire this season.
I do too. I just, something in my bones tells me no.
Like, I really understand if he does, uh-huh. and I totally respect it, and, mm-hmm. like, I really get it. But I just, it will be a tad surprising. I'd be like, oh, wow, he is actually retiring.
He really did, like, weigh the options and think about it and whatever. I wonder what Jason's advice would be, like, behind the scenes. Mm. Obviously, he would never want to, like, want the rumors to swirl or, like, pressure. Imagine the headlines, like, Jason Kelce pressures his brother to stay in the NFL.
I feel like
you
it's...
You know, as a recent retiree, I'd wonder what, you know, what
I feel
what
like you just have
thinks.
To tell someone, like, trust, like, you, like trust it's your body. Like, you totally. Are the only one that knows mm-hmm. how you are feeling in those moments of a hard hit or mm-hmm. a dropped pass mm-hmm. or whatever it is. Like, you're the only person on earth that knows if you feel like you can do it and put in 100%. Like, do you feel like you have that 100%? And if it's a yes or no type of thing. Like,
absolutely.
You can't go in 90. You can't go in 80. You got to mm-hmm. go in 100. And I feel like Jason will only push him to help him make his decision on his own. You
absolutely.
Know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
And yeah, I think that's something that we've hit it over the head a million times, but people have to remember it's not about whether he wants to or not so much as it is physically, is it possible?
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, of course. If it was up to Travis, I bet he played football for the rest of his life until
he
died. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, until he's a million years old. But that's, unfortunately, that's just not how, it's so physical. And also, nobody can. You know what
and
I mean?
Also, like, the
not
long,
even Tom Brady,
like,
even
long,
he tried.
Yeah. Like, long-term effects of football, like mm-hmm. CTE and shit like that, like
right, your brain, you're not just like your body, your
like
arms,
injuries,
your legs, your back, whatever. Like, you got to think about your brain and
you can have like life-ending injury. Like, it's football's a very dangerous sport, so
extremely.
Like, yeah, there's just so much to
lots
to weigh
to consider, lots to think about. So, you know, we continue to wish him the best of luck in making his decisions,
yes,
and we're excited either way for him.
Either way, we have mm-hmm. support. Faith and listen,
him.
Like we said last episode, if I was in his shoes, I'd be gone out of there.
Oh,
so
I'd be
quick.
Out.
Everyone's heads would be turning.
No, they'd be like,
spinning.
Wow, did you even care about us at all? And I'd be like, nope.
Nope.
Yeah, not at all, by the
nope,
way.
Nope, I gotta go.
I
have
no,
a beautiful
me,
girlfriend.
And I.
Yeah, a lovely family. I'm rich.
I'm getting to Tahiti, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to go
I'll
take a nap.
Yeah, no way. But yeah, so it seems like time off and a little bit of rest has done him wonders, and that's fabulous.
Also, on New Heights, they had the Tkachuk brothers on.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know them, Brady and Matt Tkachuk.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
they
yes.
play for the NHL.
Right, the Canadian.
Yeah,
yeah. Or German?
No, they're from the U.S.
Oh,
I
are they?
I think because I actually have a connection with Brady,
oh?
a girl that was American professional hockey player.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry for some reason.
But Brady plays for Ottawa Senators.
I see. Okay,
and
I
don't know who Matt plays for. Matt plays for the Panthers, Florida Panthers.
Oh, okay. Did they play for America?
Oh yeah, they
in the like hockey game that just happened.
Yes, and
I
they
see.
Were on the same team
right.
playing for the U.S.
Right, right,
so
right,
they
right,
had
right.
the Tkachuk brothers on.
Fun playing with your brother.
People were like pissed because I guess they're like Trumpy people, and like so people were like mad that they had him on the show.
Oh, you know what? I did
like,
see whispers of that. Again, we're trying to you know have our long never ending breakup with Twitter, but I did see our girl Tavis Hayes being like, these people are fucking stupid. And people were like, how do you expect like, you can't expect every single person, every
they're
single
athletes.
Guest that's on every single show to be vetted based on their political beliefs.
Yeah,
and yes,
it's
or
crazy.
No, and New Heights is not, again, and we have to remind, we'll remind the Swifties here too. I think the Swifties and Taylor Watch know that New Heights is a sports show.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a Taylor Swift
show. They're not
show.
Talking about politics.
No, they're not talking about
politics.
They're not talking about Taylor Swift. I mean, they talk about Taylor Swift because Travis is dating her, but it's not a show for Swifties.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of the time people are like, this show wouldn't be anything without the Swifties. And it's like, the show is extremely popular. Before,
yeah, yeah.
And yeah, they got the push from the Swifties, but like I'm not listening to New Heights every week.
That's not
like,
fair.
Love them, but
yeah, that's not fair to say that
the
they
clips.
Wouldn't be successful without.
Insane.
They had their
people
own, very much their own platform.
Yeah,
but
say it.
And I mean, like, they've had every guest under the sun, like, and every guest, you know, in the any athlete that's been open about their political affiliations, like, mm-hmm. they've had LeBron on.
Yep.
He's super liberal, like whatever. So it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's besides the point.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So this girl that I went to high school with, she was actually in my friend group. We were never super close, but we were always like pretty good friends.
You hung out a good amount. Yeah.
Is married to Brady.
No
way.
Yeah,
isn't that funny?
Ooh.
So when I saw him on
the
show,
little.
I was like, oh, I wanted to DM her, like, we like talk like very casually, like DM and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I have friends like that.
But like not enough for me to be like, oh my God, like.
Like, I can't believe this.
Like, yeah.
You have to wait for her to post the stories. So yeah, like,
it's swipe up and be like, oh my God.
Like, wow, but this is crazy.
She's
also,
very,
tell me
very chill. Like, she's love like, that. Kind of like, she's kind of like, if I had to describe it, like the all, like the perfect all-American girl.
Hell yeah.
Like from New Jersey. They have a such love a it. Cute little kid together. Oh, yeah, it's been cute to be able to like watch their life unfold together. Oh, it's very wonderful. Cute. But yeah, I was just like, oh my God, 2 degrees of separation again.
I know. Yeah. Oh, we're getting just closer and closer.
I know.
On the panel last night, they were asking me, you know, do you think Taylor knows who you guys are? And I was like, you know, I don't know. She knows Dave, and that's close enough for, it's close. They think yes, and they all think that we'll meet her. And I was like, you guys are being optimistic.
Whenever people
like,
say that,
I was like, oh,
like,
stop.
I'm
I was
like, stop, because like, you're putting pressure on us now. And like, no, if we don't ever meet her, like, fuck, kill
no,
me.
I feel so sad. But they were like, oh, yeah. The one girl, one of the girls was like, oh, at the very least, like, yeah. Tree Payne knows who you guys are. And I was like, that I do believe. I do believe that Tree Payne knows
right? She
who
has
are.
To have a little bit of a
because
nose on the radar.
I'm sure she does to, like, make sure we're on the up and up.
Like, right, like, we're not dragging her name.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Which we would never do.
We would never do. But she, you know, she knows all.
Yeah. So. Well, did you see Nikki Glaser was like, I would never approach her or anything. I feel like that's kind of how we would
100%.
Be it too. Like, we would never approach her
ever. Never.
Like, it would have to be her like coming up to us.
It would have to be like a planned thing.
Yeah.
Or it would have to be like we're in a room this size and there's 5 people in here and one of them is Taylor Swift. Like,
yeah,
it'd have to, you know what I mean? For me to be like, hi, Taylor, I'm Kelly. Like, there's
Wait, I wanna,
but it's
she had
it
a really
so,
funny
she
quote
said it.
About
she,
it.
She said something along the lines of like, she was like, she's so busy and she's so like wonderful. Like, I wouldn't want to bother her.
Yeah,
which
she
is
said
totally how we feel.
She deliberately avoids eye contact when they're in the same room. Of course, she'd be so nice. I know exactly how it would go down. She jokingly added that she would let Swift focus on making great music, then take up her time with a brief, polite conversation. Glaser said, that's what I don't want her to make a less great song because she had to be like, nice to meet you and hold me as I'm crying. No, we don't need that. I can't bother her, which is very funny.
No, I am
and very
completely
relatable.
Aligned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm completely aligned with that. But yes, we had good vibes from the women at the panel last night. So put that in the universe.
Yes.
And I love Nikki's thoughts on it because I couldn't agree more. It's just. It's so much
like
anxiety.
How, like,
because you see everyone doing it.
Yeah, but also, like, not even that. It's just like, I don't even know if it's ego or self confidence or what it is to like go up to her and approach her like that. Like,
like
I just,
it's like lack.
Like,
of,
I'm not worthy of.
No, same. It's like lack of what's the word where you have no. Not self-awareness. That's not the right like thing. No shame. We have no shame.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, listen. She's like, she's famous. I'm going to go up to her. Well, any famous people. Like, I won't go up to famous people. Like, when there's famous people in the office, I hide. Like, the only person I went out of my way to go shake hands with was Boston Rob.
Wait, same.
I was like, I had to.
Like, we had the same last name. Like, I have to say
I
don't.
Sure,
yeah.
For sure. And your sister was talking to him.
Yeah,
so it was like that.
But I didn't even know that at the time. I was just like, I have to go tell him
that
we have the same last name.
Yeah. But it was. I literally like push people out of the way to like go meet Boston
Rob. Yeah.
But that to me feels more like, okay, he's reality TV and like we work in media. Like it felt a little more like, I don't know, not even, but like it felt normal to say hi. But yeah, that mindset of like, oh my God, this person's so famous. They are busy. Everybody comes up to him all the time. Like I just don't have that in me to be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm selfish enough in that way. Not, I'm not saying this is bad. But I'm selfish enough to go up and say hello and ask for a photo and do whatever, knowing that this celebrity, whether it be Taylor Swift or not, is probably never going to remember me again. Like,
Taylor is
different. She remembers everybody. But, like, she's not remembering a random person that she sees on the street for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't. No, I don't have that. I don't have that in me.
Yeah,
I
would just be so scared. I'm trying to think about, like, I think there was somebody. Oh, Jameis Winston. I walked right up to him. I was like,
oh,
hey!
My God. Yeah, that's right. But that was such a fun.
But he was just
he
in the
was giving off that
walking.
Energy, though.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And he was
high-fiving people. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I want a high five.
He was like in the crowd. Like,
yeah,
he was,
yeah.
He was looking for interaction.
Yeah,
and that
yeah,
was
yeah.
very clear. And yeah, you walked right up to him. But well, we knew when he was walking, he was literally walking by like doot to doot.
Yeah, like, yeah. And he was like giving people high fives and stuff. Man. So I could tell that like he like was interacting with people.
He
so was like
doing
hey.
A thing. Yeah, like, yeah, he was out here like here I am to interact with the people on the street. Which is funny. You know? That was so fun seeing him.
Yeah.
We kept seeing him.
I know. We're like, oh my God, hey guy.
And he was
hey,
like, well, what's up again?
Yeah, yeah.
He was, oh God.
He was so nice.
So nice. So kind.
So funny.
And hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, so oof, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
The future of that.
Another little quote from Francis Tiafoe, actually.
Oh, yes. And explain. I don't know who this is.
Tennis star.
I'm sorry to this man.
He is, I want to say he is either French or American. Oh, no, he's American.
Okay.
He's a professional tennis player.
Okay, love.
He was in the box with Taylor during the U.S. Open.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay, fun. I figured as much tennis. It was the only time she was doing tennis stuff out loud.
He said, we go into the suite and the first person we see in the suite is Taylor. I'm like, try to act like you've been here before, said TFO.
Yep.
And he was with his girlfriend. And he said, we were drinking all day together. She was so cool. One of the most humble people for who she is. Super down to earth. Hopefully we can do that again, he continued. TFO admitted he isn't a massive Swiftie, but the pop star won him over. It's crazy because, you know, like, I'm not even saying I'm a Swiftie, but, like, I appreciate greatness so much. Seeing how cool she was, she's got my ultimate respect. He said that she was very knowledgeable about tennis. She was like, man, we wanted to watch you play in the final at the U.S. Open. And she was like, Trav loves you, he said, referring to Swift's Kansas City Chiefs tight end boyfriend, Travis.
Where does she keep all this info? Do you think she does like a debrief on the way where she's like, all right, these are the things I need to know.
Well,
this guy, and that's how it is. Like, how
maybe.
I
wonder if
she knows so much.
Yeah. I wonder if she, well, I mean, like, if you kind of keep like a pulse on tennis, like, you know,
for sure,
Francis.
I guess. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure.
But
I
like
I've got a little, I've dipped my fingers in it, but he's not ringing a bell for me. Like Hubs would know him, obviously.
Yeah. Hubs would definitely know him.
So maybe I need to brush up. I only have eyes for Carlos. I love him.
He's cute.
He's so cute.
I love,
I mean, we got to watch him play when I went.
He lost to, Taylor Fritz.
Yeah.
In
who shockingly amazing.
Yeah.
He was, well, we didn't know him very well. He was kind of like, especially against Carlos.
Well, I knew him.
That's the match I got to see.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was crazy.
I knew him because he was in that Netflix show, the tennis Netflix show. I forget what it was called. They like focus on like three different tennis people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's really good.
That sounds, I love that.
But Taylor Fritz's girlfriend Morgan something, she's like a influencer, she always has like the cutest outfits.
Are those the ones?
Morgan Riddle is her name.
Are those the two girls that were looking so hot that like viral photo from
no
the,
that wasn't that know? no
those
that wasn't
girls
her.
Were like somebody though, like they were like influencers or like girlfriends
maybe.
Of someone, like I think it came out later, it was like, oh, that was,
but no, it's her and Paige Lorenz, they're like the influencer,
like
the tennis girlfriends.
Sure Of course.
But yeah, no, I mean,
I'd like to be a tennis girlfriend.
Oh yeah,
by the way, at tennis players, I'm available to be a tennis girlfriend.
Well, like tennis, it's so like cutthroat, like,
and it's a lot of traveling.
And it's just like,
but I could be a Zendaya.
And like 1 second you're on the top and 1 second you're on the bottom. Like,
but the drama.
The drama,
you know,
is so real.
It's really exciting.
A Challengers is one of my favorite movies, literally.
Great movie. Unbelievable movie.
But I,
anyway, so what's his face says?
Sorry. Francis. No, I just feel like we always harp on this, but I mean, it just goes without saying, like, every single time somebody meets her, they say the same exact thing.
I know.
And I think that just shows, like, anyone who says that, like, Taylor, like, is, like, doesn't support people, like, is, you know, whatever, too famous, I don't know, like, whatever criticisms people have about her.
Yeah.
It's just, like, so obviously not the case.
I
yeah.
know.
And,
it's
like, we've had so many firsthand accounts from so many people, always calling her humble, always saying that she's down to earth, always saying that she's super friendly, that she was really respectful, that she was super nice. Like, that's what we should be focusing on, is, like, these people's real accounts, real meeting with her, not these stupid made up rumors.
Yep.
So I always appreciate, you know, when people just make a little tidbit about Taylor, just reminding everyone that, hey, like, she's literally the nicest person I've ever met.
I love it too. And I, you know, the more the better. Anybody who says anything, I love to hear it. But yeah, I think that it's so cool that she yeah, it just kind of goes out of her way to make sure she knows what she's talking about.
I mean, yeah,
if she's
yeah.
in a position like that or in a situation like that, it's just smart. You know, she's just so smart. I'm just so impressed by yeah. how smart she is. Oh, how fun. How fun
so
for
fun.
Her.
So cute.
Love that. What else? I feel like there was one quick thing about Taylor specifically.
Hmm.
I always do this, right? Like, think of something in the middle of another conversation
right.
and I forget. Being in that box would be so cool. Like, just being in a space where it's like an event or something where you get to watch. Obviously, like, you know, being in a box at a sporting event or something with Taylor, she's photographed all the time. There's this, there's that. That's not what I care about. Like, I just care about it being like, oh wow, what a fun, like, small intimate experience we're all having together. And like, you'll remember that day you went to the US Open and like I was a part of it. Like, how cool, you know? Mm, like,
it's just yeah, kind of a fun thing. Very cool.
What's going on? Breaking news?
No, breaking news. Just a fucking gross Yahoo headline.
Oh.
Really
who?
Gross. About Taylor.
About Taylor?
Taylor Swift's dinner chatter sparks baby buzz. Is she expecting?
Oh, for fuck's sake. How many days?
Literally
in a
fuck
row?
Off.
Yahoo. Off the
fuck
list.
Fuck off.
Not that it was ever on the list of trusted sources, but off the list. Oh, wait. Oh, that's it. Completely so far off my list of trusted sources. And I hate to say it because as a girly girl who lived in New York City in 2013, when it was at the height of its popularity, Stylecaster, which is a dying medium now, that girls who know.
Yeah.
They tweeted out this headline. Taylor Swift reportedly wrote songs about her feud with Blake Lively in her new album that will be released at the end of 2025. Can you imagine a lie so bold? It's the boldest lie I've ever. And I did a source, trust me, bro. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
But then I had people in my replies being like, why wouldn't you, like, or why would you share this? Like, you're just spreading the rumor even more, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, I'm not. No one believes this.
Yeah, no one.
That's insane. Someone says, maybe don't quote a tweet that's spreading misinformation. I said, if you believe this, there's no helping you. And I'm sorry. There needs to be a level of, like,
and also, it sounds like you're quote-tweeting and being like, whoa, you're quote-tweeting and being like, this is not true.
Big if true. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, no, I'm like, this is fucking stupid. But we need that, like, media literacy back. And if me making fun of it and sharing it and showing that, hey, this is stupid is going to help that media literacy, then so be it. But just... Boo Stylecaster. I'm sad because they were a great outlet, and in my head they are no longer.
Yeah, I mean, so, it's just like
it's just the media.
And also like as a journalist, as a journalism major,
right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As a former,
don't forget.
It's just like yes. The number one thing we learn is like journalistic integrity.
Of course.
And like these people just don't have fucking integrity or morals. They're just willing to put out these fucking bullshit.
It's just
clicks.
Lies. Like,
it's crazy.
I understand, you know, working where we work. I understand. The
but imagine there's
art.
An album. That's all.
No.
And we're just eating crow. That'd be crazy.
An album because I was like, best friend breakup, yeah. And it's all.
Yeah.
It's all about
hate my bestie.
I hate my friend Blake Lively. Yeah. I'm renaming all my songs that I named about our kids, yeah. And there's nothing you can do. Like, that's what the song's gonna be.
Yeah, right.
If you, I got sidetracked in the songs, in the potential Blake Lively.
Oh shit!
Diss
sorry.
Track songs.
Sorry.
No. That was me. I didn't have to go off on a song tangent there. What was I saying before that? Oh, headlines, bullshit. Oh. Working where we work. I know that there is a fine line between playful clickbait and lies and damaging clickbait. Like, I'll do a clickbait headline sometimes, but it's, like, clever. Like, it'll
be
not misleading.
Everybody
in a way.
Does clickbait.
You know,
it's
mean?
Just
like,
the way that
you
go about
job.
It. It's, like, mm-hmm. if you're totally misconstruing,
yes.
like, an entire idea.
Yes.
Through your clickbait title, like, that's not okay.
Like, I'll do one that's, like, what you know, I'll my favorites are always, like, you know, congratulations to Taylor Swift on making it to the Super Bowl. It's like,
yeah,
obviously
yeah.
Taylor Swift herself isn't playing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, but like there's a double entendre or like more meaning to it or whatever. But a blatant lie of Taylor Swift's new album coming out at the end of 2025 with diss tracks for Blake Lively. That's just the dumbest shit I ever heard.
Yeah.
Dumbest shit I ever heard. So shame on Stylecaster. Sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Stupid. I just like, it's not worth it at this point. It's like clearly they're grasping for straws, yes, or strings, or whatever the saying is.
Yes, they are. But all right, I think that's all. That's all we had pretty much for the last couple days. We'll see what happens in the in the coming, you know, weeks, months. We're gonna do in these slower times. We're gonna start getting back into our drafts and our deep dives and things like that. So look forward to that coming up. Now that the news cycle's kind of slowed down on both Travis and Taylor. Gia, as we were discussing earlier, gotta get our finances in order. We're working on it. We're trying to make sure that we're not paying for things that we don't even realize we're paying for. And I feel like that is something I fall into all the time. I'm always going on, oh, I'll try a free trial here, this, that, whatever. And then I always forget. And that's what they bank on. They want to get you like that. And then all of a sudden it's like, where'd that $50 every month go?
Right.
It went somewhere else that you're not even paying attention to anymore. So thank God for Rocket Money for being there to make sure that we are not overspending and we're staying on budget and we're keeping our finances in order.
Yep. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/Keegs today. That's rocketmoney.com/Keegs. rocketmoney.com/Keegs.
But until then, we still have some voicemails and DMs, etc. Shall we get into it?
Let's get into it.
Yay.
Hi, Kelly and Gia. My name's Kayla. I'm from St. Louis. If you guys ever went on a tour, you should definitely come here. Anyway, my question is in honor of Tate McRae's new album coming out, if Tate and Taylor collaborated on a Taylor song, what song do you think it would be? And then vice versa. If Taylor and Tate were together on one of Tate's songs, what song do you think they would do together? So that is my question. Have a good day.
Wow. Good question.
Good question. Great question.
And I'm stumped. Because
I'm stumped too, because to me, Tate and Taylor have really different sounds.
Completely agree.
Like completely
and
different sounds.
I don't
sounds.
Know Tate's sound
and I,
as much.
I, yes.
Like, I don't
and
know
this
it as
is
well.
Basing off of her newer, this newest album. Yeah. What's it called again? So Close to What?
Oh, is that what it's called? I don't actually know.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Sorry. So Close to
so
What.
So Close to What. Okay.
I'm like about to see.
God bless.
Oh my God. Oh, I was really happy that sneeze came out.
Good though. Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I know that Tate, her older stuff, used to be more like sad girl, like slow. So I think maybe like on her older stuff, her and Taylor might have had a similar sound, but I'm not. I don't know. I think
like what it could be now.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I think that if I envision, as soon as this was happening, the first thing that popped into my head was like, and obviously this can't happen. It's already been redone, but like Tate McRae would kill it in like a, you know, a Bad Blood music video. Girl.
Yeah,
group
totally.
Vibe,
totally.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, if there was ever another Taylor song that had, you know, it's like me and all my girls, we're coming to blow up the world. Like Tate McRae could fit right in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something like that.
Any of Taylor's like bigger pop songs, I think Tate could definitely be on.
For sure.
Blank Space. Could totally see Tate on that. I could see Tate on Look What You Made Me Do for sure.
Absolutely. Right. And that's more the
like anything
the
that's
vibe.
More like pop, dance, sexy kind of, you know.
For
yeah,
sure.
Bad Blood 100%. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at like her like biggest song style. Down Bad, honestly, I could see Tate
down
on
bad
Down Bad.
Down one.
Bad.
Down Bad would be really good for sure. Yeah, I think any of the more upbeat songs,
Slut,
TTPD, Slut for sure. Any of the upbeat songs on TTPD, I feel like she could be on.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like she's got that TTPD, like, undertone, even though not really, like,
yeah.
I don't know. There's something I need to do. If I'm being honest, I need to do more research on Tate. I have not been diligent. I think I said last episode that my homework was to listen to her album, and I haven't listened to it yet. Mm. So I need to give it a good listen. But I think that just based on what I've seen already, yeah, anything that's kind of high, you know, high energy, badass bitch, sexy stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
Would fit. Also with Tate, like maybe it's just because of the music video or a couple of her music videos or whatever, I feel like she is more likely to collaborate with someone like Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, totally.
Taylor,
totally.
You know
what I
mean?
Yeah,
like
no,
they,
totally.
Like they are more similar.
Yeah. I agree with that.
In their like attitude and tones and stuff.
But from Tate's
interesting.
New album, I could see Taylor maybe on like purple lace bra or green light.
Ooh, there you go. Yeah. Heard it here first.
Maybe nostalgia too, because that's like a sad one.
Cute. Oh, yeah, good. Yeah.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Gia. My name's Lizzie. I absolutely love your podcast.
Hey,
so,
Lizzie.
Just first and foremost, I want to say I think you guys constantly are setting an awesome example for young women. And like,
oh my God.
Outside of talking about Taylor Swift, you guys talk about a bunch of, you know, real world issues that are going on, and you aren't afraid to. So I really appreciate that.
So my question
for both of you is, I was wondering if either of you had kind of an aha moment where you became a huge Swiftie. Obviously, I know you guys have been fans forever. But was there a certain song or album that kind of just shifted your entire mindset of like, hey, this is more than music. You know, now I just want to follow her as a person and, you know, defend her at all costs, because I find myself doing that with my friends all the time. So, and for me, you know, it was No Body, No Crime on Evermore was like my whoa.
I like that.
Music, love that.
Like, she's an amazing storyteller. So, all right, love the pod and would love to hear from you guys. Thanks, Queen.
Oh my God! First of all, the compliments. You know, I'm gonna love it. I'm feeling teary. I feel like there are layers to this. It's like you like level up
in
Swiftie, right? So for me, it would be, you know, obviously Debut, Teardrops on My Guitar, Picture to Burn, those songs came out and I was literally riding shotgun with my hair undone. Like I, you know, and just whipping my Mustang around, blasting it, just got my license. Like that was like a fun time for me. Speak Now came out. Better Than Revenge, Dear John, kind of the same vibes, but like I was a little bit older, a little more serious, and I was like, yeah, this girl really knows what the fuck she's talking about. But if I'm thinking about when I turned heel and was like, I will defend her to the fucking death, it was Reputation. Like,
yeah.
Reputation came out. Because even before that, I loved Taylor, loved her songs, loved her, thought it was fun, but I also didn't think deeply about how the media would treat her or how people would talk about her. Like, I feel like that was kind of the time that the internet started. The internet was always around and it was always, you know, doing tabloid headlines and whatever. But during that time, like the lead up to Reputation, it was like a tidal wave.
It was crazy.
Of shit.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I'd ever seen that. And I think before that started happening, I was kind of, not ambivalent, but I certainly wasn't like, oh my, like literally I'll take a bullet for this woman. Like I did not feel that way because I didn't think I needed to feel that way, or I didn't feel that way about anybody, like anyone ever. And so, but then when Reputation came out and then, you know, of course, the Rep Stadium tour later on, that like documentary, whatever, Miss Americana as well, like all those things to show me the behind the scenes stuff and show me like exactly what she was going through and how, It personified her, I guess, to me. Like, it made me realize that she's a human being, too. And I'm sure that was the intention, but it also made me retroactively have a lot of guilt for not riding harder for her, like, during 1989. Like, you know, Nikki Glaser still gets shit for going on, like, Good Morning America or whatever it was. You know, they had that clip in Miss Americana where Nikki Glaser was like, oh, she's just with her hot friends and she's so skinny and cool and whatever. And, like, we know because of how we joke around, maybe not necessarily on like podcasts or whatever, that like that's jealousy. Like that's just, oh, I'm jealous, so I'm talking shit.
Yeah.
But I feel like there was a time in my life specifically where I would be like jealous talking shit and not worrying about, not specifically about Taylor, but like in general, not worrying about how it would affect whoever it was I was talking about.
Yeah.
And I think after seeing that side of it on Taylor, it totally changed my perception like as a person and also made me ride for Taylor so hard.
Yeah.
Like just, it was like, wow, we need to be better people in general. And like this woman is nothing but kind and nice.
Yeah.
And she's a prodigy. She's so smart. Like, why isn't she the queen of the world?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and everyone needs to see this.
Mine is pretty similar. Mm-hmm. Fearless. I was obsessed with as a kid in like fourth, fifth grade. I was literally just so diehard Fearless.
So cute. I would have loved to be in the fourth grade.
Yeah,
with
right. Like, well, because so I cute. And I had a in fifth grade, I had a huge crush on a boy named Steven. So I was nonstop listening to Hey Steven. So that just led me into that whole album. So I loved Fearless. And then I kind of fell off. Speak Now. I loved Red.
Mm-hmm.
1989, I really liked. I don't really remember like Bump in 1989 or Red, honestly, or Speak Now, But
was it like a weird, well, how old were you in those times? Like maybe it just, maybe it didn't line up with your life yet.
I was like, so Speak Now was what, 2008, 9?
8, 9, yeah.
10, maybe?
10, actually.
Yeah, 2010. So I was 11.
Right. Which you're not
Red
really,
is Red was 2012.
She's better known for things that she does on the mattress. Like when you're 11,
I was
it's not
13.
Hitting, it's not hitting as hard as
but,
coming
oh,
back
you
from
know
your
what?
First year
Honestly,
of college.
Honestly, though, like, I remember singing Better Than Revenge, like in the back of the bus, like with my neighbor Jillian.
Yeah, love.
So like I remember being a fan. I just
for
don't
sure.
remember like being like such a huge fan.
Yeah.
But Fearless was like my album.
Mm-hmm.
And then same with you. Fast forward to Reputation, or right before Reputation, actually. When all the shit was going down, you know, I was always kind of like, something seems off here. Like, we're not seeing the whole side of the story.
Totally. With all the Kim stuff, it was like
and
that,
that
to me, I was like, ooh, drama.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Whereas today, I'd be like, fuck that bitch. I can't believe, how dare she? But
yeah,
it was
yeah.
like, ooh, there's shit. Like,
yeah.
I was more interested in the drama than realizing that, like,
people
Taylor
were actually
being, like, accosted
totally.
Every minute of the day.
So, and I remember Reputation came out, and I remember listening to it walking to class at Michigan State, and I was like, oh wow, I really like this album. And then I was listening to the lyrics and stuff, and it honestly made me gain a lot of respect for her,
mm-hmm.
which is stupid because I should have had respect for her in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But I really liked that she was kind of turning off this like bubblegum pop star 100%. Into like more of an edgy thing, which like she should have never had to do. Like she should always like she should just be herself, like whatever. But at the mm-hmm. time in my head I was like, oh, like she's just like a girly girl.
Yeah,
like
she's
that's
like,
why
goody-goody.
I just like I can't get too into her. She's just a girly girl.
People
like
thought
I'm not
People
like that.
She's this goody goody two shoes and like
yeah.
all of her girlfriends and they just hang around.
Yeah.
Like, that was like the tone of the time. You
yeah.
know?
And then yeah, and then Reputation just totally changed my mindset on everything about her. And then I went back and listened to all their other albums and I was just so obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was Folklore that just totally cemented me as a diehard fan. Like
mm-hmm.
I remember Midnight in my abroad's first beat, I'm doing good, I'm
Lots
on some new shit.
Oh, I have chills.
Yeah. And I was just like, I literally
COVID
remember
too.
Being like, uh-oh, like
yeah
this
yeah, yeah.
like
we're in for a long
because I'm
long
such
long.
A hyper fixated person. And I was
totally.
Like And my mom, like, she'll always say, like, when I would drive from Michigan State and back to New Jersey and my mom would come with me, like, I would make her listen to Folklore all the way back in front and then every single other album
mm-hmm.
all the way through.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, it was Reputation that got me, like, in it
mm-hmm.
and then Folklore cemented my feet into the ground for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Reputation really was, and of course, we all... We talk about it on, you know, all we want is Reputation, Taylor's version, whatever, blah, blah. But to me personally, and I feel like you agree because we talk about it all the time, it's more than just an album. It's a statement.
Yeah.
And I think that when it came out, it was her answer to how she had been treated.
Yeah.
And it was like, this is how exactly
yeah.
how I feel.
And honestly, it made me check
like,
myself.
No, same.
I was
G.
like wow, like I'm a judgmental
100%.
Like bitch. Like I don't like I was putting the Taylor into like the box.
Absolutely.
That she does not belong in and it's just stupid. So like I it made me like rethink how
Completely.
I perceive like women and just pop, like women in pop, women
yes.
in music, women in
women in the public eye,
in art, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah,
women in real life,
yeah,
women,
yeah, yeah,
friends,
yes,
people maybe have
exactly.
more empathy, more like it was such a moment in time, and then her, yeah, like she had to change herself up and be angry for us to hear her.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
And that to me, and you know, who knows the level of anger she was actually at, but I would say, Look What You Made Me Do is like. Like can't be angry.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like pissed, but she's like making it
yeah.
sick. But I think that the overall message behind it and her coming back and like I remember when the video dropped, I remember the album came out and people at first were quick to be like, oh, this is what she's got. Like, this is the song.
Mm.
Wow. This is your fave. Like that wasn't what people said at the time.
Yeah.
That's like a new phrase, but like whatever they were saying at the time to the same effect. And I immediately was like, oh no, this is like a revolution. Like this is different.
Yeah.
She's changing it up. She's sticking up for herself.
Yeah.
She's not hiding in the shadows anymore. She's not girly girl, goody two shoes with the girlies, you
yeah.
know, in her little skirts coming out after working out looking perfect.
Like, yeah.
People were so pissed about that at the time. Paparazzi. Like it was so crazy. And I remember so vividly, like it was the first time that and kind of like what you just said, that I ever thought to myself, like, oh, bitch.
Yeah.
You're the problem.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit.
Yeah.
And
1,000%. Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, like sometimes. And I think also it sounds so crazy and like parasocial, obviously. But that was the first time I like viewed Taylor as someone who, like, what if she was my friend?
Right.
How would I act?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Versus just a celebrity or just some bitch on the street or whatever, you know? And yeah, I think, yeah, so that reputation just means so much.
Yeah.
I wonder if that has anything to do with the fact that it's been delayed, you know, the release, or who knows if it's actually delayed or what really is going on. We don't know. But how she keeps like renewing that, like
license
thing or whatever, Like, I wonder if she's waiting for the moment that feels right, because it's like, if you're putting out that album, it was
so curious.
Me too. And I hope we get to hear all about it. Like, you know, I just like, maybe that's what the documentary is. Like, maybe it's like my new reputation. Like, cause she did Miss Americana reputation. Like,
Miss Americana also changed a lot of my mind about her too.
Big time. Yeah. Big time.
And I think that's the general consensus of a lot of people.
Totally,
yeah.
Totally. Well, it's just, it humanizes. Like, as soon as you see when someone is, a celebrity is normal, you're like, oh, that's a normal person. Like,
yeah.
You kind of peel back the curtain of celebrity. Like, I feel like people get so, that's why when people talk shit online or whatever, it's so upsetting. Because it's like, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, but also, why really are you shitting it on this person, specifically Taylor? And there's always that underlying reason.
Yeah, always something.
We say it about guys. If a guy doesn't like Taylor Swift, it's like
either
a girl
his girlfriend
did it wrong, or
he has trouble with
his
mom.
Yeah, or he doesn't like women. Like, there's something to it. Like, there's no reason to dislike her, other than the fact that like something else happened. That reminds you. You know, it's triggering to you in some way.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
who the
yeah.
fuck knows, but. Great question.
Great question.
Loved that. Wow.
Okay, last voicemail.
Perfect. Hi, Kelly and Gia. I know we all often forget about Lover, as y'all did in the signing a drink to an album. And several times before, which is fine. I forget about Lover as well. But the little story Gia shared about her birthday upcoming, which... I don't know if you'll listen to this before or after, but happy birthday, Gia!
Perfect timing!
Love you so much. You guys seriously are my parasocial best friends. But Gia's story reminded me of the lyric from Lover Afterglow. I blew things out of proportion, now you're blue. Put you in jail for something you didn't do.
Yeah.
About Day Sweetness Mark. TJ coming to surprise our girl Gia, who deserves it, but... You sharing that, Gia, I related on every level.
Of
like,
course,
I will, you know, it's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, and I snap on a guy at any moment. But, again, let's circle back. Lover, the forgotten but unforgotten album, and the song Afterglow. Y'all, I love it. And I love you guys. XOXO, bye.
Thank you, Queen.
Thank you,
I'm
Queen.
I'm going to be blasting Afterglow
that was
on my way home.
Fucking hilarious.
Very funny, right?
To share that with TJ. Yeah. That is so funny. Yeah. But it's so true. Like, there's Afterglow, Peace, and there's a couple of her songs that are like that,
Albatross.
Albatross. Bolter, I think, maybe can even go
in that
category.
Bolter for sure.
Where it's like, hi, I'm the problem, but also I know it, and
also,
this
like,
is kind of
either
just how
you
I
can
am.
You can jump in or you can
you deal
or
with
you
it or
go,
you don't.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Completely. And I love that.
Yeah.
And Afterglow, Lover really is like,
I
what a, it's so, I don't know why. It's
I don't know why.
Maybe
it's,
came right after.
It's in between Reputation and Folklore, which are like arguably like two of her biggest albums.
Yeah. So,
so it is hard to, I mean, I forget about Lover like all the time. Like when I do like those ask me anything on like Instagram, like someone was like, oh, like
one of those soon.
Do like a Taylor Swift album for each one of your coworkers.
Yeah.
And I did all, and I did listen out, posted it, whatever. And then just
forgot,
didn't do Lover.
Lover.
Yeah. Just forgot
Lover.
Lover.
I mean,
yeah.
We forgot Lover with the drink thing, but luckily, you know, it was always Pink Whitney. We know that. But Lover, when Lover came out though, that's why, like, I don't know why I am always forgetting Lover, because when it came out, I was obsessed with it.
I remember.
It's the only thing I listened to for months.
Driving
like months.
Home from the Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. We listened to it on the car ride.
Yep.
And yeah, it was the only thing that put me off about it was, I tell the story a million times, but the Avengers Endgame, Tony Stark dies. I was so upset.
Oh, yeah,
came back
to
my car. I was like, oh, maybe Taylor Swift's new single will make me feel better. And it was me. And I almost crashed my car and killed myself.
No, I love so best story.
I love that
like,
story.
Like, I was, like, hyperventilating, sobbing, like, really hoping that Taylor Swift's new single would make me feel a little better.
Bring you out of it.
Nope.
Out of R.I.P.
Nope,
R.I.P.
Nope.
Tony Stark,
my dog, Tony Stark.
I miss that.
Yeah.
So fucking funny.
So that always, like, kind of, like, threw me off. But I remember, like, listening to the album and really, really liking it. Yeah. I just really think it's because it's in between those two albums that it's just hard to remember.
Too. It also now, unfortunately.
And it never got, like...
It never got a concert.
A concert.
It never got, like,
anything.
It had a press tour, but it didn't. And then, you know, COVID happened. Like, it just...
Lost in the sauce.
It really did get lost in the sauce. Yeah. It was right on the top end of, like, what was about to become the most ridiculous time in our lives, you know?
Yeah.
So, but Lover itself, the album, is so beautiful. Like, and I also think it gets lost in the sauce a little bit, especially now amidst, like, you know, the Joe breakup. We hate to bring up Joe.
Yeah.
But I do think, like... When that album came out, it was like, oh, Taylor is loving life. She's and all these songs are about him.
And now it's kind of like, oh, that was a whole facade.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But also...
Sorry. Not a whole facade, but maybe...
Things are different now.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, I think a lot of those songs, people do misinterpret. Similar to Reputation. People think Reputation is like... Reputation's a love album at its
Reputation
core,
is,
you know what I mean?
Is Lover.
It's Lover,
and,
right.
And Lover is more like... I'm scared. I really like you and I don't know where this is going to go.
Yes. And right. If you listen to the songs on Lover, like they are.
They're very like.
They give you anxiety. Like Death by a Thousand Cuts is like a really fucking sad song.
It's almost like you're falling in love with like deep insecurity about falling in love. And like you're very scared to fall in love.
It's almost like.
So it's like, let me make it rainbows, butterflies and all this stuff to sugarcoat the fact that like I'm actually very worried about like what's gonna happen between us.
Completely. It's like you're convincing yourself that everything is cool.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We're in love. This is my lover. Like this is great. He loves how much I love him and it's okay and everything's great and whatever. And I think that in itself is very relatable. So the album is like if you're you know, I won't say every song, like the song Lover is obviously a love song. Like that is a beautiful love song, whatever. But most of the rest of them are good for like dealing with conflicting emotions and are you in love? Are you not? The times you've been wronged. I forgot that you existed. What an anthem! We don't give enough credit to that song.
Such a banger.
And I thought that it would kill me,
but it
didn't. Like I love.
And
that
it was so
nice,
so peaceful and quiet. I forgot that you existed. I did. It isn't hate, it's just indifference. I love that.
We love Lover.
Yeah.
We love it.
But
it is so good. Like, if you haven't given Lover its flowers yourself personally, like, make it your mission to you know, kind of go through, do the, you know, read the lyrics, do the whole thing. Like, it really deserves love.
I've been doing that with TJ, like, going through each album and having him listen to each one.
Fun.
And we did Lover.
TJ's so sweet.
He's so sweet. And his number one artist on Spotify was Taylor.
Incredible.
I know.
That's amazing. Isn't yes, TJ.
I know.
Yes, he's a Swiftie.
Yeah. And I have like a million Taylor Swift sweatshirts and I was like, oh, do you want this one? Like, you wear it all the time. He's like, oh, I don't know if I'm a fan like that. And I'm like, she was your number one artist. Like, you
like,
are a fan.
You can
like
wear
that.
It. Like, it's okay. It's cool to be a Taylor Swift fan. You know, I forget who. Oh. When you were reading the thing about the tennis guy, what's his name? I'm sorry.
Francis TFO.
And I apologize to Francis to keep that. Keep
sorry to that man.
Sorry to that man. But he had said something like, I'm not, you know, she won me over, whatever. I wouldn't claim to be like a big Swiftie or something.
Yeah.
I feel like, and we've talked about this before, but it's the term Swiftie has gotten to a height and it's retained its own reputation where people don't feel like they can't call themselves Swifties because they're not a big enough fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like Swiftie needs to remain open to everybody. If you like Taylor Swift's music, you're Swiftie.
Swiftie
like,
is a everybody all can be a encompassing term.
If you like two Taylor songs,
you're Swiftie.
You know what I mean? Like it's not.
If you enjoy her music, no.
Yeah, we're not gatekeeping.
Yeah,
it's Swiftiedom.
I definitely agree with that. There's definitely a bad taste in people's mouths sometimes
like
when
stigma,
they hear Swiftie. Yeah.
And you know who did that? Just freaks on Twitter.
Yeah, totally. 1,000%.
Don't be like them. Anybody can be a Swiftie. Gia, I know that you know, but I haven't discussed too much on the pod, but I am traveling a lot in the upcoming weeks. Traveling a ton. I'm going to Europe on my big Italy trip, the Sicily trip that everybody saw me post on my story 1,000 times. I've got a bachelorette party. I got all kinds of stuff coming up, and I'm not going to be in the house. I'm not going to be grocery shopping, but the problem is that I want to be eating right.
I want my diet to stay normal. I don't want to fall into this typical hole of like ordering takeout every night or grabbing a fast food on the way home or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we have a new bestie on the pod, named Marley Spoon.
Marley
Spoon.
Who's here
to help us with all of these things.
Yes. We both wanted to try to build better eating habits in between work, life, and everything else. Planning healthy meals that actually taste good is a little overwhelming. So mm-hmm. that's why we found Marley Spoon and has genuinely changed how we cook at home.
Cute
this
name
podcast
too.
Is
very cute.
So
name.
Cute. I love mm-hmm. the name Marley.
Me too.
This podcast is sponsored by Marley Spoon, and I'm genuinely excited about this because it's helping us fast track our way to eating well without all of the stress. Ooh. And with our code TaylorWatch, yeah. you can get up to 27 free meals. And Marley Spoon,
that's so many, 27 so many
free meals.
Wow. Code Taylor Watch. Anyway,
Marley Spoon gives you over 100 recipes to choose from each week, and there's something for every mood. The timing couldn't be better because Marley Spoon just launched their new 15-minute express recipes, and they'll help you get dinner on the table faster without compromising on quality or flavor. I love Marley Spoon's collection of Martha's Best recipes. They feature at least two of Martha Stewart's incredible recipes every single week, and they taste even better than you can imagine. So it feels like you got Martha Stewart right at your home with
you. We love Martha.
We love Marley Spoon. And this new year, fast track your way to eating well with Marley Spoon. Head to marleyspoon.com/offer/TaylorWatch and use code TaylorWatch for up to 27 free meals. That's right. Up to 27 free meals with Marley Spoon. One last time, that's marleyspoon.com/offer/TaylorWatch for up to 27 free meals. And make sure you use our promo code TaylorWatch so they know that we sent you.
Don't be afraid.
All right, let's rapid fire some of these questions that we got on
Instagram.
I love
the rapid fire. This is a fun thing.
Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah.
Okay. If Taylor wasn't a global star, what do you think her normal person career would be?
Wow, she'd be like the CEO of something. Like she's
I think she'd be like an English teacher.
She could totally be an English teacher. She'd be like a professor at Harvard.
Yes, right? Yeah, yeah. Like an English professor.
Or like a Martha Stewart, you know? Like a baker, cooker, like writing books, like, because, you know, I feel like that's her like second love is like baking.
Yeah,
you know, I think you're spot on though. Teacher energy.
Yeah, some sort of like
literature,
something in the arts still for
definitely,
sure. Yeah,
definitely.
Okay, what was the first time you heard a Taylor Swift song, and what song do you remember?
Ooh, Teardrops on My Guitar for me, and Teardrops on My Guitar, and it was my dad. Was like, hey, there's this like new young girl around your age coming out with music, country star, whatever. It was summertime, I think. And he was like, oh, it's called this. It's on the radio every 5 minutes. And I was with one of my best friends, and we both were like, oh, shit, this is cute. And that song just played everywhere. Mm. Drew looks at me. I fake a smile so he won't see. Like that part was, you couldn't turn on the radio without hearing it. Like it was everywhere.
I think mine, honestly, I don't know. It's either Our Song or Stay Beautiful, because one of my friends had a crush on a boy named Corey.
Of course.
Corey's eyes are like a jungle. His smile is like the radio. And I can't remember if that was fourth grade or if that was sixth grade. So if that was sixth grade, it would have been later than Fearless. So that I think it was Our Song. I remember having like a roller skating party in Livingston and
hell yeah.
at the roller skating rink.
Definitely.
And roller skating to Our
French
Song.
Town roller rink, maybe.
Florham Park roller rink or something like that. And I remember skating to Our Song.
Was it like brown? It was like written on the outside. I think we're talking about the same place.
We definitely are.
I think so.
It's like kind of near. It's like right by like a strip mall.
Yes, it's near like Liberty Village. Do you remember Liberty Village?
I think we are talking about
the same thing.
That's funny as fuck.
Jersey girls.
Yep. But like I remember roller skating to Our Song. I think that was the first time I heard a Taylor Swift song. Mm-hmm. If I can remember, it's hard. My memory fucking sucks.
True, but and also too like you. You're younger, so there was more Taylor out. So it's I heard her first song that was on the radio.
Yeah,
and, like,
that's great.
Knew who she was, which is cool. But like, I wouldn't have heard any other song first.
Like I didn't know of who she was until I was probably in like fourth or fifth grade.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that was like 2007, 8, 9 ish around probably.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Like, whenever you put the years on it, I'm like, oh. 09, I was literally doing shots like graduating high school. Oh my god,
I was like putting on my jumper like. I wonder what turkey sandwich I'm going to have for lunch.
You were still going to roller skating parties.
No, literally. Okay. Do you think Travis and Taylor are endgame?
Yes. Yes. I do.
Mm-hmm. Will Travis move out of Kansas City if he retires? That's a good question.
That's a good question. And I don't want the Kansas City Chiefs to come after us.
I feel like no.
I kind of think, yeah.
You do?
Closer to his family. Yeah. They're all in Philly.
That's true.
And but even like Donna and Ed are in Philly, right?
Are
like,
they?
I think so.
They're not in Ohio
still? I don't know. Oh, maybe they are. I think he would move somewhere to be close to family. Wherever that is where it would be.
As of 2024, Donna resides in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, excuse me, Donna. Yeah. She's living that Florida life.
Yes.
I had no idea. Donna's down there. Florida. It's one hell of a drug. Okay, Donna. Was like,
true that. Blast that shit. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's so funny. Good for Donna.
Wow,
I love that.
Yeah, okay. So, So yeah, maybe he. I mean, Philly is technically closer to Florida than Kansas City is.
It is, yeah. Because I don't think that like now that the girls
I feel like
are
maybe he'll
older,
keep his house
for sure,
but he just
also too he still has you know Pat Mahomes is going to stay
there.
I'd be very curious to see what happens. Yeah. What happens with that?
I feel like maybe he just
he bought that house. He just bought that house, so
or Not expands his house, but
his real estate portfolio.
Yeah. Expands his real exactly.
Mm-hmm. And you know, if they one of these days kiss it up to God, maybe they do end up getting married. Whatever. Mm. That's a lot of houses he can choose from.
Right.
He can go wherever he wants.
Yeah, he's got to pick of the litter.
Pick of the litter.
Trav said when he's sad, he listens to Taylor's music. What songs do you think are his go-tos?
I would bet $1 billion that Down Bad was his number one song.
You think so?
After the Super Bowl. Yeah, I do.
But that's not like
Down Bad crying at the gym.
It's not that like,
that's
sad, just like though.
Everything
comes out.
Right, but
like,
I wonder.
It is sad, but.
I totally agree. It's not really that song. It's sad. But I wonder if he really is like a sad song.
Yeah,
guy.
I feel like he's not.
If he's listening to like.
Like So Long London?
No. Literally, or like Robin, or like Soon You'll Get Better, like the saddest songs on earth, like the ones you can't even listen to. Like, I wonder if he's listening to songs like that. Like, he doesn't strike me as a. I don't know though. Who knows? Maybe he's a sad boy at heart. LOML.
Yeah, I don't know. I just
feel
like
a sad song from. Why am I struggling? Like My Tears Ricochet. Like,
yeah, My Tears Ricochet, the one.
Mm-hmm. What's the? Not My Tears Ricochet. Your other fave, and my fave too.
Hoax?
No, but I do love that song so much. And that's a really good sad song. No, it's like My Tears Ricochet, but, and it's sad, and it's...
On Folklore?
Tolerate It.
Oh.
Tolerate It.
Oh, love yeah, Tolerate
yeah,
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, I agree. I can't see him, like, listening to, like, a really sad song and, like, crying. But who knows? He's
maybe
an emotional man.
Maybe he's listening to... Taylor and Brad Paisley are friends. Have you heard the song Whiskey Lullaby?
No.
It's older, a little bit of an older song. Whiskey Lullaby by Brad Paisley and Allison. I can't think of her name right now. Allison. She's very famous, like country singer. It's like literally the saddest song I've ever heard in my life. Hold on, let me see what it is. Allison Krauss. Mm. But it's like, I can't even impress it. You have to listen to it. It's the saddest song in the world. And they literally talk about like killing themselves. Where it's like,
oh,
my heart's broken. My life is over. And this is the end of my rope. And it's like the saddest fucking song.
Well, maybe that's what Jason listens to.
That's for sure. Because like,
he said
Jason
that,
said listen to sad country.
Yeah.
First song that came to mind. But I don't know if Travis is like deeply sad. Like
right,
that.
Right.
Like, I used to put that
sad boy at heart.
I used to put that song on just to cry. Like, and I had no relation. It's not one of those songs where you listen to it and you're like, I can relate to this.
Yeah.
It's just like a holy fuck, that's sad. I feel bad for these people.
Yeah. If there was a movie based on a Taylor song, which one would you like?
You'd be the right guy, and I'd be the best friend that you'd fall in love with. In the end, we'd be laughing, watching the sunset fade to black. Show the names, say that happy song. Did Taylor write that, or was that a Miley original?
No, she has.
She has crazier.
This was a movie. You'd be here by now.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
What would I want to be a movie? Well, we've talked before about
the folklore love triangle, Betty, Cardigan, and Betty August and James,
Betty
Cardigan and August.
Mm-hmm.
which would be a great movie.
Be so good. I think another popular answer would probably be Last Great American Dynasty.
Oh, yeah.
Rebecca Harkness. I would love to see a Rebecca Harkness movie.
There's so many on TTPD, I feel like. Yeah, there really like, are. Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? The Bolter would be such a good one.
I have the Bolter on my story.
Smallest
right now.
Man Who Ever Lived. Could be such a good. Ooh. Even like The Black Dog could be a good movie.
The Black Dog could be great. Oh, yeah. Because that. The great thing about Taylor's songs, and I know that we all know
prophecy.
This, is how well she can paint a picture.
Yeah.
So when I hear these songs, like, I'm picturing
I have a full movie yeah. music video in my head.
Completely.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so, so good. Also, I got to shout out Blank Space. I would love like the video of Blank Space where the
totally.
Guy comes in, the fights and whatever. I would love like an extended version. Like
yeah.
the fight. What were the fights? Who are the people?
Or like,
what's
like,
going on?
Like, this, like a woman who's known as like always like with the next man. You
yes.
know, like there's I can picture them all in my head.
Absolutely.
There's
okay. so many good ones.
Oh. Well. Okay, last one. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the women who say, how can you even call yourself a Swiftie?
Oh, God. Like, I mean, if you're saying it in a joke way, that's funny.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, how could you call yourself a Swiftie? Like, well, you know, like
right.
if you like get one lyric wrong.
Yeah.
But if you're being dead serious and... You need to have a little bit of grace with people because some people don't get as obsessed with certain things as others do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe I'm obsessed with something Taylor Swift related that you aren't as obsessed with and vice versa. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, that doesn't make either one of us less than a Swiftie. It just means that we fixate on different things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Agreed.
Like, I'm like, you know, I'm obsessed with the lakes. I need to sing every lyric. I did research on the lakes, the region. I want to go visit it. Like, whatever. Like, you don't get
yeah.
fun with that. That's not your
yeah.
favorite song. So why would that make you less of a Swiftie because you didn't do a deep dive on the lakes region
yeah.
of the UK? You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't make sense.
And also, like, when people, like, say it to us, I just know that they don't know us at
oh,
all.
Oh, they don't know us.
Yeah.
They don't know us. And true, like, people, like, they like to say that. I hate to use the term weaponize, but they like to weaponize their fandom.
Yeah.
And act like they're like, superior
yeah.
or something.
Like you have
like
to be held to a certain standard.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
So stupid.
And that's when it starts getting exclusive. In,
yeah.
Where it's like people don't feel like, oh, like, oh I'm not a Swiftie. Like, I'm not intense
well, like
that.
It's like
they're afraid to get
like
canceled.
The Chiefs-Eagles thing. Like, people mm-hmm. like were saying that I wasn't a Swiftie because I'm an Eagles fan.
It's
like, that's just
so
not
stupid.
How it works
so
at all. Like,
yeah.
Just because you're a Swiftie doesn't mean you don't have other interests.
No.
Yeah, so it's...
People, yeah.
I always take that with a grain of salt because I feel like either, yeah, you're using it in like a funny way
mm-hmm.
or you're just being a fucking entitled bitch.
I don't think that... I've never heard anyone in real life say that to me.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah,
say that.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's all you need to
exactly.
know. No one in real life has ever come up to me and be like, you're not a real Swiftie.
Mm-hmm.
No one's ever done that before.
Yeah.
So that's that.
So that's
everyone's,
that.
If you like Taylor Swift, you're a real Swiftie. Like,
yep.
That's all
it takes.
We need to hear. Okay?
Yeah.
That's all we need to know, all we need to hear. But all right, well, fun episode.
Great
episode. Birthday girl,
yay,
birthday episode.
Yay,
I've been
yay.
Staring at these cupcakes for a while. Baked by Melissa, shout out. I've been salivating the whole time. Love. We will, let's see. Oh, thank you to everybody. I forgot what I was doing.
That's okay.
Thank you to everybody who left voicemails. Fabulous questions this week. Wonderful. Got some good Taylor talk in. I know last episode we were doing a lot of pop culture overall stuff.
Mm-hmm.
People were like, where's Taylor? Hopefully this makes up for it. Thank you, as always, to everybody who takes the time to call in, write in.
Yes, thank you
show,
so much.
Subscribe, like, et cetera, et cetera. Enjoy us, and we love you so much.
Love you guys so much.
And we'll see you next week.
Yay!
Bye.